Tonight, the Discovery Channel premieres season 4 of its popular show, Bering Sea Gold, which features people who mine for gold under ice. People like Emily Rydell, a 26-year-old who captains a dredge off the coast of Nome, Alaska. She joins us now from New York. Emily, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
So mining for gold under 4 feet of ice, there have got to be easier ways to make a living. Why in the world do you do this?
We who dive under 4 or 5 feet of ice don't often we're not often copacetic with those alternative ways of making a living. For us, doing something extreme and like highly risky is engaging and exciting, even if it could result in some serious injury or death.
Well, and it does sound really terrifying. I mean, in a trailer for the upcoming season, we see a truck actually breaking through the ice and sinking into the water. Let's listen to that.
When you go under the ice, you might not be able to get out.
What's going on?
Help! Help! The hole's frozen. You can hear me. Are you out there?
Come hell or high water, I'm going to get the gold.
How dangerous is it out there, Emily?
Wow. Well, yeah, that's bringing back memories. You know, it's extremely what we're doing. There is really no formula for. There's no set of rules for the dangers are numerous. We're diving with very unpredictable air systems, and we're diving in 27 degree water, and so the moisture, the air at our regulator, the moisture tends to freeze, and it can cut off our air completely, basically at any moment. And then you're also diving with very high powered suction hoses and a lot of lines connecting the diver to the surface, so it's easy for the diver to get fouled or tangled in his lines, as it were. You know, fighting for the gold and fighting for your life are something you face on a regular morning after your morning coffee.
Do you remember the first time you did it?
I do. I do remember the first time I did it. I think I was in a suspended state of disbelief, perhaps, or fear or terror. I didn't really feel anything. I just I was suited up. It was probably like my fifth time diving ever in my life. When I dove under the ice for the first time. And it was just something that I knew that I wanted to do. I wanted to conquer the task of attempting such a dangerous dive. And so I put the gear on and kind of shut my mind down and went in the water and did it. And, you know, I survived it. And that's the first step, I suppose. And then continuing to survive is the next challenge. And sometimes that doesn't always work out.
Well, and the danger isn't just in the water. We know that after a night of drinking in season 2, one of your crewmates actually committed suicide in a game of Russian roulette. How did that affect your views on the series and doing what you do?
Well, when we lost John, when John took his own life, I don't think any of us were sure whether we wanted to continue as gold miners. It was very devastating. It was the adventure and the appeal of the life and the search for gold. It all seemed utterly mundane and kind of horrific after that, because we were all in it together. We were a team, we were a crew, and we were the best of friends. And then when we lost somebody who was clearly suffering for a long period of time, that unbeknownst to us, really, when we lost somebody, the whole the adventure of it, the aspects of the career that were appealing to us, it all turned out to be something very ugly. And I almost left after that. I almost quit. The world of Nome, Alaska became very dark to me.
But you decided to keep going.
Yeah. In the end, the fight was more important than giving up. You know, it would have been a disservice to John to give up, to my crewmate that died. It would have been a disservice to him, and it would have been a disservice to myself. And you know, you can't. When life presents you with challenges that are insurmountable and in some ways very, very difficult and terrible, giving up on them is sometimes the only way you can be defeated, and versus continuing, where continuing is the only way you can find your strength again.
There's another concern, which is that the popularity of your show has given way to a lot of copycats. And just this month, a diver on a dredge off the coast of Nome died. The city of Nome has said that they're worried about some of the social problems that the gold boom. And in fairness, it's not just because of your show, but also because of the high price of gold right now. But are you worried about a lot of amateurs going in and trying to do what you do?
Well, yes, that is absolutely a concern. I mean, I was an amateur myself. 4 years ago, I had never done any diving at all, and I almost died. I came very close to drowning a couple of times. I will say that every man or woman has a right to choose their destiny. And oftentimes people go to Nome to be in control of their destiny and in control of a pursuit for freedom that you cannot find most other places in the world. And so what happened to the diver was something that could have happened to any one of us. Like I said, you can get tangled in these lines and put yourself in a very dangerous situation that it's not easy to get out of. And, you know, at the same time, I don't think it's right to dictate what people choose to do with their lives. And if somebody wants to take the risks to try to find that fortune, try to find that bonanza, and what gold really represents is absolute freedom from corporations, from society, from being a slave to a wage job, that's what gold represents. And there are risks inherent in pursuing that freedom.
What is it like to be the only woman captain of a dredge boat in an industry that is clearly dominated by men?
It's not always a great time, but I don't think I wouldn't be able to endure Nome any other way. I have to be, and perhaps it's because I'm a woman, I have to be the one making all the rules. I have to be the one making all of the decisions. I have to be the one bearing the responsibility. And that is the way I've made Nome work for me. I've worked with a lot of unsavory characters in the past that have had kind of control over my fate in Nome. And I realized that in order for me to persevere there, I had to be in control of my own fate. And that is partly to do with being a woman. That's partly to do with my emotional state and being somewhat of a control freak. I just it's better for me to be the one making the rules.
I have saved my favorite question for last because I think this is such an interesting fact about you, which is that you want to be an opera singer.
Yes, that is why I initially went to Nome. I had no idea what I was getting into. I had a childhood friend working up there, and I wanted to make a large amount of money in a short amount of time, like everybody else, and take that and go pursue a master's degree abroad in vocal performance and opera singing. And I still do. That is still much the plan. I mean, gold mining has eclipsed my life in many ways, but singing is my ruling passion.
You don't sing while you're underwater at any point?
I have tried that before, and it's very difficult for voice support. It's very difficult for breath support to sing underwater. I experimented for the first time diving with a full face mask. I tried. I was like, I have to sing an aria underwater, and I sang a little bit of a Rossini aria just as an experiment. And I the future of underwater opera singing, I can say, is not good.
Do you want to give us some above water opera singing right now? I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you want to, you're more than welcome to.
Sure. I will try to pull something off. I did wake up rather early this morning, so my voice, I feel like my voice is a little bit hoarse. But I'll sing a little bit of Carmen. Carmen is my go-to.
I love Carmen.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you.
Emily Riedel, star of Bering Sea Gold, which premieres tonight on Discovery. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so glad to be here.
What a great opera, even though it is, like all other operas, like 4 hours long, but still great. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. In association with the BBC World Service, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We bring you the far-flung and multi-talented. This is Here and Now.